Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Conrad Ryker. He's the author of the book Ideological Subversion, Yuri Bezmenov's Red Pill and Demoralization of Men by Feminism, Marxism, and Satan. In his book, he exposes the tactics used to target men and masculinity since the 1960s. We can all see society collapsing around us, and his book helps pinpoint how this is happening and how we can fight back. It also helps men build resilience so we don't have to kneel to the woke mob and be influenced by leftist subversion. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor links to Amazon, Google, and Spotify are down below, so you can get a copy for yourself. And now on with the memes. Number one, this guy saved $2,700 by buying 3 economy seats so he can finally get some sleep on the plane. And he also got 3 meals or snacks and complimentary beverages too. Most airlines cap you at only 2 seats per single passenger. But British Airways and JetBlue let you do this, but it's hard to reserve 3 seats in a row and it's not guaranteed, unless you reserve well ahead of time. You also have to tell the airline to book them as extra seats or they just give them to standby passengers, even though you paid for them. I was lucky to get empty seats like this from Fiji to Los Angeles, as well as from Toronto to Las Vegas. Opnik's careful out there, guys, in this heavily social media filtered world. Imagine thinking you're going to meet the woman on the right on a date and the woman on the left shows up. Or worse, taking the woman on the right home and waking up to the woman on the left. Women these days aren't even real to themselves. This is yet another reason to take them swimming on a first date. But there have to be filters because her nose and lips look like they've actually shrank. Number 3, this is no surprise if you've been part of the manosphere. Then high-earning women face higher divorce rates when out-earning their partners. It seems that women can't respect a man if they make more money than him. And if they do respect you, that's the closest they'll ever come to loving you. Women don't need men for money anymore, and soon we won't need them for sexual gratification, reproduction, and child-rearing either. It's almost time for men to have power for the first time in history. Moving on, this nurse got caught smashing her 15-year-old stepson by her husband. Well, that's certainly going to make Christmas awkward. It's always the nurses for some reason. If the husband did this to his stepdaughter, then this would be a headline news, and women would blame all men for such despicable behavior. But since it's a woman doing this, it's just another Tuesday. On the bright side, at least she got 2 years in prison. Now she can play doctor in prison with all the attractive bull dykes. Number 5, Jonathan at The Guardian asks, if you're still on Elon Musk's X, then ask yourself why. How about if you're still reading The Guardian, also ask yourself why? The lamestream media is dying and wants to get you to stop using the competition. If The Guardian really feels like this, then maybe X should delete their accounts. Going after the world's first trillionaire might not be a smart move if he decides to sue you. Up next, you agree with your behavior. She was grape for 23 days and then formed a gang and went out to end 22 of her grapists. This is Phoolan Devi, and she's one of the most controversial figures in modern Indian history. I don't agree with her because she didn't end her grapists. She ended 22 innocent people because they belonged to the same caste as the culprits. None of the 22 were actually the grapists. She just hated men, it seems. Number 7, your food has been giving glory to Allah. Here's a list of restaurants in Canada that are now halal. KFC, Popeyes, Wendy's, and Swiss Chalet. Good thing we have Chick-fil-A now too. I don't care either way because I can't eat chicken because I get a reaction to it. Halal means they bleed the animal to death instead of using a bolt to the brain. When it dies slowly, it releases toxins into its body. Or so I've heard. So it's not as healthy for you. Moving on, what the hell happened to this woman? She's 42 and has no friends, no kids, never been married, doesn't have a job, etc., etc. What happened to her? By the looks of her, she's a 3 and she slept with a 9 20 years ago and never settled for less. Hopefully she'll get a cat to keep her company. She's probably going to say that now she's changed and seen the light and is ready to settle down now. Plus, she's probably got a triple-digit notch count. Number 9, a truer statement has never been spray-painted on a side of a van. That so many good men lost their best years loving the wrong women. Newsflash, for the most part, they tend to all be the wrong women. And I wouldn't be surprised if the guy who wrote this is living in that van right now. I threw a good 15 years away when I could have been building my life. I've had to play catch-up for the last 12 or 13 years now. Up next, who would win in a fight, an Indian MMA fighter or a black bear? We don't have to guess anymore. The bear won and ended him. He was working for a uranium exploration company in northern Canada. and the bear just came after him unprovoked. I'm sure they got another Indian to replace him later that afternoon. The winter was long and the spring was cold, and that bear was hungry and went after him because of its hunger. Number 11, here's a difference between acceptable racism and unacceptable types. 19 black families bought land in Georgia to create a black city that was safe for them, and that's okay. But a community for whites only in Arkansas was sued for discrimination. Let's forget the double standard for a moment. Doesn't everyone think it's hilarious that an all-black city thinks it's going to be safe because there aren't any white folks living there? Remember that as a white man, you're more likely to be killed by a black woman than you are another white man. Let that sink in. Moving on, this Australian looks maxer has taken off a flight after plastic surgery because his face looked very ill. Why are more guys than ever trying to turn themselves into the Bogdanov brothers? Because men have to get to the top 5% of dudes to get a shot at reproduction these days. Nothing says looks maxing like taking a selfie in front of a urinal. I suppose that's better than single mothers on dating apps taking pictures of their Africans clinging to them. Number 13, with regards to that Indian MMA fighter being taken out by the bear, I'd imagine that bear is probably going to have a hard time surviving after the ordeal. This one also kind of reminds me of that vampire that bites the alphabet person and gets turbo AIDS. Or the vampire that bites the G's. Many people in America wonder why Canadians are upset about Indians. When you occasionally see them at a gas station or motel, it's no big deal. When the majority of the people in your area are Indians, you start to notice the standard of life changing. Up next, most people imagine that if you're living in the Star Wars galaxy, you'd be a rebel and not part of the Empire. In reality, rebels risk it all and make sacrifices. Most people just want to work for a corporation or bureaucracy and slack off. Plus, people bow down to authority figures, and that was most obviously pointed out recently with COVID. It's ironic that people on the left are the fascists they think that they're fighting. Meanwhile, they're just trying to dominate ordinary people. Number 5, this man won $1 million in Canada, and it's so bad in this country that bro wouldn't actually smile after winning that much money. After he pays tax on his winnings and pays off his debts, he still won't be able to buy a shack for $500,000 in Fort McMurray, where he's from. And he's still going to have to work to pay taxes and maintenance on it. For some reason, Fort McMurray is the place that people go to watch their dreams die. Moving on, here's the sad state of affairs when it comes to most medical doctors. They tell you that your disease is caused by lifestyle issues, but they don't actually want you to change your lifestyle to get better. They just want you to take the pills that they push. They get paid by the pharmaceutical companies based on how many prescriptions they write or fill. Show me an incentive and I'll show you an outcome. Sometimes after you've done all the lifestyle changes, you still might need those pills. Exhaust your exercise and diet options first. Non-medical advice. Number 17, and speaking of advice, don't give your parents financial advice when it comes to cryptocurrency. This guy's mom is pissed because her son told her to buy Ethereum at $4,000. And now it's at $1,000 and she wants him to fix it. There is no fixing this. I told my parents to buy Bitcoin and they did, and my dad managed to get out the very top around 125 grand per coin. And I got out at 110. Was it luck or skill on his part? Up next, I hate it when women do this. Plotting against you in your sleep, just looking for something to fight about. They're addicted to drama and they're happy when you're unhappy. But they generally do this with beta males. They tend to be on their best behavior when you're an alpha and when they're super duper attracted to you. That's why you need to go your own way. It's peaceful and you don't have to deal with this BS anymore. Number 19, Oscar Wildcat once said that a man can be happy with any woman so long as he doesn't love her. Interesting, but what does this gay man know about loving women? Besides maybe his mother. Probably plenty because he can't be sexually and emotionally manipulated by them. Being a smart man, I can't be happy with a woman unless I'm attracted to her. And I cannot love her if I find her sexually attractive. And I don't want to be with an unattractive woman, so I guess I'm only happy as long as I stay single. Moving on, say it ain't so. A new poll finds that black women are the least attractive demographic in the dating markets. The desert is dry and water is wet. It seems like the only person who ever wanted someone like this was Bill Burr. But seriously, do we really need a poll like this, Captain Obvious? If black women want to increase their odds of finding a white man, then they really need to get their BMI under 35 to 45. And yes, they're less attractive than Indians. Number 21, check out how bad this matchmaking lounge is in Japan. Women enter and drink for free while men have to pay $15 an hour to be seated with them. I guess now you know why there's so many women there. For free drinks and why there's so few men. Because modern dating like this is a humiliation ritual for them. We have the same problem in the West with speed dating events because men don't show up to them to be mocked and ridiculed for women's pleasure. Up next, Madonna says that JFK Jr. was the best lay of her life. Why would she say this now? Well, when you're old and you want attention, this is what you do. And if the men that you claim to have slept with are all dead and can't corroborate your story, what else are you going to do? Funny how she only mentions this now and not before 1999 when he was still around. Dude died when his plane went down. It makes me wonder if it was a conspiracy behind that, because he definitely would have become a president. Number 23, Steven Spielberg says the truth about UFOs will get people to question their religions. Of course that's true. That's why the truth about UFOs and ETs won't be revealed to us. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The person who's had the closest experiences to me with regards to reality is the author Philip K. Dick. He called God the programmer or reprogrammer that kept on changing the variables and outcomes in reality to improve from one iteration to the next. ETs might just be an extension of that reprogrammer. Moving on, I'm so tired of celebrities and their trans kids. Here's the latest one, J-Lo with her non-binary daughter. Coming out as trans, it will now identify as a man. Maybe him and Elliot Page can hang out now. We really need AI filmmaking and music to finally kill off Hollyweird and the music biz so we don't have to see these weirdos in our lives anymore. It's time for them to fade into obscurity. Sterilizing all these kids will be seen as an insane crime by future generations. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between Instagram and reality. Why does she even have a nose? Women online will use filters to eventually turn themselves into aliens with fake eyelashes. I guess the troll-looking thoughts need attention too. It's stuff like this that'll eventually lead to people meeting in real life instead of using dating apps. Because there's a word for this, and that's fraud. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.